All right, let's do this shit, man. You know what it is. It's your boy AP Flacco in the building. We're about to get into the newest episode of Melted Chocolate. So put on your seatbelts and recline your chairs and get comfortable in your car. While you're driving, both hands off the wheel.
Seatbelts on.
Both feet on the steering wheel. So that's how we're rocking cruise control.
Put your phones down.
And let's get into the episode.
Que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez suavemente. Bésame. Que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez suave. Bésame, bésame, suave. Bésame otra vez suave. Yo quiero sentir tus labios suave. Besándome otra vez suave. Besa, besa, suave. Bésame un poquito suave. Besa, 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 besa suave. Bésame otro ratito suave. Pequeña.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, what's up?
That's how you bring in the episode. That's how you bring in the episode. I like that. I like the energy.
Chuck came out his shell.
Come on, Chuck. That's what I like to see.
You got to play that Spanish. That
I just get jazzed up.
What did you say?
Reggaeton? No, this ain't reggaeton.
Spanish. No, it's just Spanish music. You don't have to be that specific.
I think it's like the Mexican. Let me stop talking.
Yeah. Anyways, Latino. Welcome in episode 45.
Yeah.
Episode 45. That's Jordan's number.
That's Devin White's number.
And Devin White, too.
Shout out Devin White.
Shout out Devin White. Episode 45, Melted Chocolate, coming at you live. Not live, depending on when you're listening to this, but... Well, it won't be live for anybody, but... Anyways, it's me, AP, as always. Cody's right there.
I'm here.
He's wearing a hat today.
Always.
Chuck's over there. He's crisscross applesauce in the seat. So if you push him over, he's going to fall.
All right. You really would.
I'm not going to do that, though. Yeah. I'm not going to get up. I don't...
Chuck, were you ever bullied?
No, I think so. Why?
I was asking.
Serious thing. I was bullied a little bit.
No, you were the bully.
I turned into the bully. That was a cycle. I was bullied, and I got bigger than I was the bully.
And you started calling people Jews.
We're going to gloss over that. That was a bad time in my life. Hung out with too many...
Too many other racist white kids?
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, welcome in. Welcome in. Hope you guys are doing great. Follow the show on Instagram, Melted Chocolate Pod. Twitter, Melted Cocoa Pod. Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, all that jazz. Subscribe on Spotify because we're there too. Video format coming soon, ? Hopefully. We're going to get right into it with the would you rather of the day.
What you got for me?
Let me pick one. I have a couple. All right. This is like a scenario before the would you rather. So you're the last person on Earth. The Earth remains completely unchanged, so nothing's changed, obviously, because that's what that means. Would you rather have one person of your choosing join you for that entire time, or every year 10 random people join you? The dog in the background being annoying.
Nah, yeah, that's all good. What's the duration? What's the timeline?
It's forever. You have one person to stay with you the whole time you're there. It's just you and that one person for the rest of your life, or every year, 10 random people join you.
I'd rather be the random people.
Yeah, I think I'd do that too. Yeah. 10 random people just spawn out of nowhere.
Yeah. But it's not like... Well, go ahead.
Are they like just like full-grown people, or they're just babies?
It could vary.
Be random?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they don't spawn in just random places. Wherever you are, when that year comes, boom, 10 people.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You have to wait a year, though.
Yeah. So you'd be by yourself for a year. And then,
10 friends, then 10 new friends. 10
friends?
Next year.
I don't know. Would they be friends?
They can be.
Or they pop up and they're like.
Depends on the person you are.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like when you first get started, then they'd have to be your friend. Because it's not, there's like so little people. It's like, listen, bro, either you cooperate or you
die.
Go off to the woods and be by yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, come on now.
What's the goal of this? Like, it's.
It's just survival.
Like survival, or
I guess so, yeah.
But it's not, you're not really surviving because you're there forever.
Yeah, I mean you're gonna die eventually. You're gonna live a normal life, but I mean
you're just by yourself for the first year.
Yeah. No, you would ask like a married person. You ask me, right? And you would think I'd be like, oh yeah, I'd have Michaela with me the whole time. I love Michaela, but I'm gonna I'm gonna repopulate the world, and I'll be the ruler.
There you go.
And she might pop up in the first 10. I don't know.
That's some
how like
some yeah,
the odds.
The odds of that.
The odds of that.
Yeah, I think we're both in.
Yeah, 10 random people.
We're all in agreement. 10 random people.
Yeah.
There it is. I had another good one, but I forgot to write it down. So it's whatever.
I feel like it'd be too hard to even just pick one person anyway. Like
that'd be tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't get anybody else.
Because then you'd be like, I don't want to bring like no friends with me. Because then we're just, I don't know. It wouldn't be fun.
Yeah. Honestly. Chuck picks Cody. You're all stuck together.
Yep.
The whole time. It's just you two in the whole world.
On some forest shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I mean, there's not really any forest.
You see Armsy?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you see Armsy and Big Boy and... Ugh.
Ugh.
Forest 2 coming out. We got to cop that?
Hell no.
Hell no. Kevin, man. I'm gonna I'm going to have to cop it for everybody.
I think, oh, you got the funds.
I think Ark...
Ooh, I don't know.
Ark might be better.
There's an Ark 2 coming out, too.
Mm.
So... Arc is fun. The Force was fun to me. So,
The Force was fun. It just got repetitive.
Yeah, because we didn't really.
We didn't do the objective, but we could have done. We could have beat the game in like.
Yeah, we could have beat the game easily. Yeah. But I mean, it's fun to build stuff and
that
survive the nights and all that jazz. But, anyways, what's the first thing we're talking about today?
Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl happened last week.
About the greatness.
Am I off or? Was that like one of the more boring Super Bowls being watched?
That's what I was thinking after the game, because I was thinking, was I tired because Hulky's sister's couch was so cozy, or was I tired because the game was boring?
I feel like it was just disappointing. So everyone was probably betting the over in that game. And
oh, of course.
Like literally only 40 points scored in the whole game,
yeah.
And most of it was Tampa.
Yeah, if you live under a rock or you just don't care about football – the Bucks and the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl, and the Buccaneers won 31-9.
Very disappointing. It's supposed to be a high explosive game.
Yeah, everyone was expecting 1,000 points to be scored because it's Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. Like, what? But like,
I think they said that was the first game Patrick Mahomes ever had without scoring a touchdown.
Yeah. What was y'all reactions to that?
It was just boring. It was.
I mean, I was with you when we watched together.
We went to
Hokies
and. Went to his sister's house, and they had a very nice house.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, very nice furniture.
Very nice house.
Yeah, we were.
Nice furniture.
I was already slumped on the sectional.
Yeah, they had a nice-ass nice-ass dog.
Yeah.
Shout out Riley for my dog. Yeah. A little side note before we continue, my banana pudding is undefeated. So.
Man, I need more of it.
Yeah, if you would have showed up.
Duty calls, man. Work is work.
I know you got off work at a decent time before the game was over.
Yeah.
How you know that?
No, I know your schedule.
I figured Chuck was gonna hang out with his friends.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know?
He don't fuck with us. So
I mean, it's all good.
It's cool.
Unless it's recording time, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so, it was weird. The fact that the Chiefs had no, like, they have paper mache offensive linemen.
Yeah,
they had like their starting tackles. Like,
that's how you see like the impact of just like the tackles.
Yeah.
Like, if they're trash or if they're really good and you just don't notice it until they're gone. But every hike, man, this man, Mahomes, is running. They say he ran, like, 400 yards or something behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, like, damn near almost 500.
Yeah, I was like, sheesh. But he made some solid-ass throws, like.
Did you see the throw where he was, like, completely vertical throwing it?
Horizontal?
And he hit Damian Williams in the head, like, literally in the face mask.
That was one of the best throws I've ever seen.
That's what I'm saying.
No cap.
I remember seeing it live. I'm like, no way. He just got that off. And he just right in the face. I thought it was funny. Someone, you guys ever see Dodgeball before, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone compared Ben Stiller when he's throwing at the end of the movie, just like that.
I saw that. But I mean, Patrick was running for his life and hitting his receivers in the hands, and they just ate popcorn before the game. Was Evan Engram in a Chiefs jersey?
He might have been number 11.
Goodness gracious.
Or was it Brucey from The Longest Yard?
Somebody, god dang,
I knew
y'all!
I had that popcorn.
How did y'all? How do y'all drop all those dimes? Like, this man is falling down sideways, upside down, doing a corkscrew spin, throwing lasers.
This man doing pirouettes in the backfield, trying to get away from folks. And Still hitting you, still hitting your
hands, bro.
Yeah.
But anyways, Buccaneers won. Tom Brady got his 7th ring.
Did you see that man in the parade? Like, yeah, he got. It was like today or yesterday.
Boy was lifted.
He was off a bean.
Off a bean.
He even tossed Gronk.
They throwing the trophy. Wild. So
the wealth.
Now that that's all wrapped up and the season's over, what are predictions for next year?
Steelers 7th Super Bowl right now.
I think the Chargers gonna do something better.
They're gonna turn the corner.
I think they'll do some damage.
They're gonna be the Chiefs like. Sparring partner. It's going to be a good one.
I am hoping that the Giants... I don't expect Super Bowl. I'm hoping for a winning season.
Yeah. This is barring that all injuries are off.
Yeah. So, I mean, we didn't have a winning season. We didn't have a winning season this year, but we came close to the playoffs because the NFC East was terrible. I don't think the NFC East will be... No, not per usual, but I don't think the NFC East will be that bad next year, but I'm expecting us to have a winning record. Even if it's like 9-7, that's all I want, a winning record. And a pick, a receiver. So,
Jalen Waddle?
Somebody got him.
It's possible.
But it's a lot of, this offseason will be good because there's a lot of people that got to be let go because of cap issues. Mm-hmm. And people that just want to be traded. So,
it's going to be a wild offseason.
Like
this year.
Chris Godwin.
He wants to be traded?
No, he's going to be a free agent.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. They think he might be going.
I got a notification that the Texans, they're saying they're not going to trade Deshaun. That's what they're telling teams. Y'all going to keep that man trapped there? And he don't want to be there?
Hold him captive, I guess.
That sucks, man.
He's going to fake an injury. He's like,
that
damn.
That sucks, yeah.
My ribs hurt, bro.
Can he hold out?
I mean, he technically could, yeah.
Or
by saying you're injured. That's what Ramsey did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if that happened, that'd be fucking wild, dude.
If they let him hold out, then like they're just going to get less value for him.
Yeah.
Which would be good for other teams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be a good offseason. I hope it for the best for all of y'all's teams. Even though I think we all play each other this season.
Yes. The Chargers. Yeah, we all play the Chargers, all our teams. So.
Yeah,
definitely
nice.
Body armor's
very
on the
nice.
Line there. So
definitely big body armor's on the
big
line.
Big body armor's on the line, yes sir.
Parlay?
No, you still owe me mine.
Parlay?
You still owe me mine. I'm not gonna parlay for that down the road.
Hey, parlay?
No, you owe me mine.
How many?
I don't know. We agreed on. I'll just take like a small I think it's an 8-pack of the small ones.
All right.
I'm still enjoying those body armors from the Giants game week 1. I still got 2 of them left.
Bro, I'll be chugging the things. Pause.
Yeah, I'll be going through them like Waddle.
I'll be like, yo, where's another body armor?
I got some in the trunk. I got some in my room.
In the trunk?
Yeah, I just forgot to take them out the trunk.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Those things be warm and probably gross by now.
It'll be all right. It'll be fine.
All
but,
right.
Yeah. What else we got? What's next?
Cody?
Your boy?
What's up?
Your man's?
Oh,
you?
Jay Herbo?
No.
Oh.
Joe Budden.
Oh, yeah.
What's
Joe
Budden got going on?
He paving the way.
Explain the situation to the folks that don't know.
I forgot the whole story headline, but he is a creative. His title is a creative equity position at Patreon, which, you know, he has a seat at the table for either like black people in general, or just people are just creators that just don't want to get, because apparently like in the entertainment business, it's all fucked up. Like you can create a whole bunch of shit for somebody. Like you can make them millions and they give you like 10% when you made them like whole millions. Like,
see, that's weird to me. Cause like, I mean, would like songwriters be the same way? Essentially?
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, that's all he's talking about. He's saying, if a stream, if a song on iTunes cost 99 cents, and they're like 3 minutes long, how much is his podcast goes for like hours.
Yeah.
So how much is that worth?
It's like Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
So
how much is that worth for
right.
a stream?
Oh, like if you're trying to sell someone like an episode of a podcast?
I mean, not like that, but they're just talking about money generation. Mm-hmm. So if the new Lil Uzi song come out, and you can get it on iTunes for 99 cents, and it's like a 3-minute song. Every stream, he'd say he has like 100 streams, it's $100.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's saying if you keep people around, if people listen to the whole episode for 3 hours straight, that's got to be worth more than, like, say, and he gets like 300 million or like 100 million, 100 million listeners like a year. That's $100 million, ain't it? If the song is worth a dollar, that's going to be the baseline.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
So if you make $100 million and people are offering him like 20 or 10, you're getting fucked right there. Like,
I don't know. I feel like it's really different now, though.
Because like, he's saying, what you said at the beginning, you said if someone creates content for you and you want to give them like a cut of that, like, why? Didn't he try to make his own streaming service or something like that?
He has his own network, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why he left Spotify, right?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to fuck him over. Because, like, if you... That's like... I'm trying to put in, like, sports terms. That's like if Patrick Mahomes came in and, I don't know, fucking... That's like if he did all this stuff for the Chiefs and they didn't pay him.
Yeah.
Basically.
And they still underpaid him.
So.
Just because of... It's... I can't really describe it, but... You're getting fucked. Literally, like, if you make somebody $300 million and then they come back with your next deal and you've made them $300 million and they're only offering you 10, that's...
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah.
But
that's when you got to know your worth, I guess.
How would you fix that? Because, I mean, Joe Budden, he kind of fixed it himself by making his own network.
Yeah. But he had the capital to do that. Like,
for someone who doesn't have that, how would you, like, fix that?
You bet on yourself and get some money. Get a loan.
Yeah, could do that,
believe that you can make all that shit back.
I feel like that's hard to judge, though, like, the value of, like, kind of like we were saying before, like, a song being sold for 99 cents versus, like a whole podcast. Because, like, I don't know, like, everyone's into just streaming now. I don't think anyone's, like, really buying music anymore either, though.
Right, but people are still getting paid off those streams.
Yeah.
It might not be... 99 cents, it might be like 10 cents, but it's still a stream. And they're saying if that stream that's 3 minutes long is 10 cents, how much is a 3 hour stream?
Good question. Is it the same as YouTube? Because YouTube, I think you have to watch the whole video the entire way through for the person to get paid.
I don't know about that.
I feel like it'd have to be like at least like 95% of it or something. Like,
I forget what the specific term is called, but I think that's how it is on YouTube. I'm not completely sure because I'm not a YouTuber, but.
Yeah, because, like, someone can just, like, literally just pause it and, like, leave the page, like, before the video finishes.
They got numbers for that. They keep track of how many people listen or watch and then how long they watch, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, I forget what it's called.
Analytics?
No, there's, like, I don't know, viewer retention or something like that. So, I mean, speaking of YouTube, too, like, YouTube's made it, like, super hard for people to make money on there.
Yeah,
probably like they got so big.
5-6 years ago, when I was making these YouTube videos, I could make, if people watch it and stuff, I could make money pretty easily if I didn't have any copy. If all you had to do is not have copyrighted music, and you can make money on YouTube. But now it's like, if you say certain things, if you have copyrighted music for more than I think 10 seconds, if you religious or racial or anything like that, then you're donezo. People don't watch your video the whole way through. I don't think you get paid as much. It's crazy. Like, YouTube's really, like, clamped down on all that stuff. So, it's...
Probably because, like, people were going to get they probably started losing money. Like,
so...
You're probably losing money. But I say all that just to say because I really fuck with Joe Budden like that just because he's always talking about, you know, knowing your worth and ownership. And y'all know how much I know my worth. I be telling people that. So, yeah, that's why I fuck with Joe heavy.
That was a beef between him and Charlamagne. I listened to some of the video, but I didn't really understand the backstory of it.
Because they were saying, Charlamagne was, I think he said, he was like, oh, Joe Budden crazy as fuck for asking for $200 million or $100 million or whatever. But the numbers, again, back to that stream thing, how much is the stream worth? And if you get 100 million streams for a year and a song is worth 99 cents and you got a 3 hour podcast, that's $100 million at least. So you wouldn't be crazy for asking for out that, and then that's all Joe was saying. Like, he was just saying, like, he didn't get, like, the whole concept of being paid what you're owed.
Well, how much money did Joe Rogan make again when he, like, sold his podcast to whatchamacallit? I mean,
I don't know. I'll get on
his Spotify deal is probably at least 100.
I thought it was like 500 million or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like something crazy. I mean, I guess it, I don't know, it really just depends, like, especially if you're, like, I guess good enough, like, you can get paid like that, or, I don't know, I don't know, I really have no idea how you.
It's 100 mil.
100 mil?
Yeah. According to the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, like, I don't know how they could really judge, like, kind of like you said, how they can, like, do a whole 3-hour stream to, like, pay you through that, like. I mean, I guess there's, like, ad revenue, too, like, through.
It's got to be at least a dollar per stream.
Yeah.
If a song is that much.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Joe Rogan, I feel like, Joe Rogan's on a whole different stratosphere than Joe Budden.
Yeah,
for sure. It's crazy.
Joe Rogan definitely going to get his.
Like, Joe Budden, like, you see how successful he's been, and it's like, Joe Rogan's, like, way above that.
Yeah.
It's freaking wild how many people.
Would you say he's, like, the top of the game of, like, podcasts?
Yeah, Joe Rogan is number one. Absolutely. Yeah. It's probably Joe Rogan and Joe Budden.
Yeah.
Top two. And then you have, like, all your other podcasts, including us, at number three.
At number three.
Come on. Maybe one day. Who knows? But I don't know. We can get into podcasts a little bit. Joe Rogan podcast is cool. I was telling these two guys before we started recording that I never really listened to Joe Rogan podcast because I don't know why. I was kind of, like, rebellious and be like, oh, I don't want to listen to that big of a podcast. I don't. It was a dumb reason, but I finally started listening to it a few days ago, and it's pretty freaking good. And it's like, Joe Rogan's podcast is like the epitome of like what you want in your podcast. Like, the research he does and whatnot, and like how in-depth they talk about stuff, like, that's like, it's so smooth, and it's just like butter, bro. And like, the setup that they have is cool, too. Especially now that they switched to Spotify, they changed the studio or whatever.
Yeah, he probably like had all, like, $100 million just to change up the whole studio, like.
But he has, like, a whole compound for his podcast. Like, it's not just his podcast. He has, like, a gym. Mm. He has a MMA sparring area. He said, I was listening to a recent one. He said he was going to build a kitchen. Mm. He has one of those. It's like a chamber with, like, sea salt water or whatever.
Oh,
and it's
what?
Completely dark, and you float in it.
Ew.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. It's, like, some really dark, like, chamber, like you said, with water.
It's supposed to help, like, it's supposed to be, like, therapeutic and help with, like, recovery and stuff.
And, like, just really relaxing.
And, like,
mentally.
The water's, like, real, I guess you say dense.
I thought it was, like, cold, too.
And then you just float there.
Oh, so. That's why they call it the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
Because it's a hell of salt water.
Yeah, you just float and just relax. Like, it's completely dark.
Yeah, you can't see a damn thing.
So.
That's scary.
I'd be super, like, anxious in there. So
sea monster going to come up out of nowhere. And
yeah, but it's crazy, like, looking at him and. Obviously, he had Stain before he started the podcast with Fear Factor and UFC. So, but I mean, just seeing, like, it's a good ass podcast.
He's probably close to a Billy, like, in total earnings, probably.
Oh, for sure. Because he started the podcast before he even worked for the UFC.
Oh, so he's been putting time in.
Yeah. He's been doing a podcast for a long time.
Oh.
So, like, he was talking about it before, and he was offered to do some show that he turned down. I think it was some game show or something. I don't remember what it was. And then he said no. And then he got offered to do Fear Factor. And he said, yeah. And then that's when he started, like, picking up traction or whatever. Then he started the podcast. And he said the podcast is what really, like, made him, like, make leaps and bounds.
Hmm.
Then he got with the UFC. And then it just took off from there.
I always get him and Dana White confused.
Yeah. Really? When I first started, like, watching, like, I'd be like, like, wasn't that bald guy right there? Or wasn't he just wearing something else, like, right here? And I found out they're two different people.
But it's like, and I didn't know Joe Rogan was as old as he is. He's like 51.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he looks 51.
And he's fit. Like, if he wanted to, he could have been a UFC fighter. But he's not going to do it now. He's 51.
I think you can play as him on UFC, or is that Dana White?
You can play as Dana White. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
What? Who the hell would want to do that?
He's in, like, 3 weight divisions, too.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
Yeah. We're all getting UFC 3 and starting to play it, so it's fun. But seeing Dana White with hair is weird, too.
Yeah.
I've been watching, like, old videos and seeing him with hair, and he's talking to people. I'm like, dude, what the heck? That is weird.
Stay I feel bald. Like once you go bald, just don't go back.
Yeah, but he's swole, too.
Who?
Dana White? Yeah. It's like, does he do the same training as all these people? Because,
I mean, you kind of have to. You can't
own a fighting league. I mean, I hope you stay in shape. Like.
Yeah.
Just in case one is trying, man. Like,
yeah.
Hold on now.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. But, I mean, I was telling Chuck that, because I've been really in the UFC for the last couple months, and they released a video about the Ultimate Fighter show. It's a separate show from like the pay-per-views and stuff. They get like they get fighters from multiple weight divisions, and they compete to be in the house. And then they once they get in the house, they fight for a UFC contract. It's pretty much like single elimination. You win, you move on.
It's almost like Tough Enough if you watch WWE a lot.
Yeah, yeah, it's Tough Enough pretty much, but it's real. Wrestling's fake. I mean, everybody's been known that, but anyways. So yeah, you fight in the house and you make it to the Tough Finale. The show's called The Ultimate Fighter, so Tough, the acronym or whatever. It's a good show. And they released a video about how it came to be. And like the UFC was going to go bankrupt before the first season of The Ultimate Fighter. And that's what saved the company.
Was that show?
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. I did not know that.
And like, because it gave it like legitimacy because you had people like Forrest Griffin won the first. I don't know if you know. Any of you know no. Forrest Griffin?
Nope.
He won the very first season of Tough Enough, and then he became a UFC champion after he won the contract. Same with Rashad Evans.
My dog.
Same with Michael Bisping. Kamaru Usman, he won. So
that's crazy.
Rose Namajunas, even though she lost in the final, but she still won the title later on. So it made the show like a legit, like people who win this are going to be successful in the UFC. So. Mm. It's a good watch. It's like an hour long or something like that, but it's cool to watch.
What is it on again?
Throw it on. It's on YouTube.
Oh, it's just on YouTube?
Yeah, maybe we'll throw it on the TV after the show or something. Yeah. But yeah, we'll.
Doesn't sound too bad to me.
Went from Joe Budden to this.
Down podcast, the rabbit hole, man.
I ain't mad at you, baby.
Down the rabbit hole.
I mean, do y'all have any other podcasts that y'all listen to?
No, not really, besides Joe Budden. That's it.
That's it? What about you, Chuck?
I mean, like, I don't know. I don't really listen to, like, podcasts. I'll kind of just do, like, clips. Or, I mean, I guess you can count the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah, is that a podcast or is that just on YouTube?
It's a podcast, dude. Like, you could find the whole thing on whatchamacallit.
Yeah.
They do, like, they basically do, like, just do sports the whole time. And they live stream it on YouTube, like, every day or every weekday.
Yeah, I've seen that, but I listen to a bunch.
See, these guys, every time they start a podcast, like, they have, like, a huge following.
Yeah, so it's like I think about that all the time. Like, yeah. If we had a huge following, we
like everybody that has one had like a huge following.
Yeah, because that's
they're already known, and then they're like, "Hey, I'm doing a podcast. Check me out."
Yeah, in recent years, podcasting has really taken off. So like all these successful people who already have a platform and fans, like, oh, I'll make a podcast, and they just bounce over and listen to the podcast. So, but like people like us who aren't really known. Like
we got word of mouth and claw.
Word of mouth is crucial for us, so
yeah,
we've definitely grown. So I'm happy about it, but
dope.
Like I listen to us, of course, but I only listen to our episodes once because I hate hearing the sound of my voice.
I don't listen to it all. Just
so
for
I'll probably listen to it while I'm editing it, and then I'll listen to it like one time in the car or at work.
But the sound good? It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. All it's cool. Just I just don't like hearing the sound of my voice. Oh.
Nobody.
I feel that.
Like I listen to the New Day podcast, which is a good podcast.
The New Day?
Yeah,
they have a one. Podcast?
Yeah, Spitballers podcast. There's a podcast called the Jordan Syatt mini podcast. He's like fitness and all that. It's a really good podcast to listen to as well.
I think Jesse was telling me about that one.
I listen to Dynamic Duel, which is DC versus Marvel. It's two twin brothers. One's a Marvel fan. One's a DC fan, and they do like They do news and stuff.
Reactions, like all that.
They do reviews of movies. And then they do duels. Like, they'll take a character from Marvel and a character from DC.
Just debate.
And match them up. And they have you know the show Deadliest Warrior?
Yeah.
On Spike?
Oh, that was a classic show.
They use the same system that they use on that show.
What?
To determine who would win in a fight. They'd run 1,000 simulations and determine who would win in a fight between those two characters.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Damn.
We got Thomas Island. He's a wrestler. He has his own podcast. After the Bell is another wrestling podcast. Fantasy Football. Off the Stoop. That's Wally Hippolito. Shout out Off the Stoop podcast. Steve Austin Show. Joe Rogan. So, good stuff. Good podcast out there, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But moving on. Chuck has something to say.
So,
me and Cody don't know anything about.
Oh yeah. Educate.
Yes, come on.
So, do you guys are you guys into like collecting stuff?
No.
Depends on what it is.
So, like, would you be, if you, just anything, like, that's, like, close to your area, would you collect something enough where, like, you almost, like, hoard it? Would you say? Or no?
Yeah, probably.
Well, like,
Because I collect Funko Pops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do that.
Yeah, I haven't got, you said that, like, something's wrong with it.
No, I was just saying, like, you do, I forgot.
You got something against it, or is that, like?
I heard, I forgot.
You heard it.
I heard the spiciness. And
you heard the disdain.
Oh, yeah, you do
he
that.
Said, yeah, you're one of those. What's wrong with collecting
Funko Pops? I don't know why he's stuff? So defensive, but all right.
That's the way you said it.
I'm saying,
yeah, gentlemen.
I legit forgot. I'm just saying. Take it easy. Uh-huh. Anyway, back right. to the subject, AP.
Yeah, go ahead.
Y'all know what anniversary it is this year for something? It's 25 years anniversary for something. Can y'all name it?
Pokemon?
Me.
Yes, Pokemon.
Oh. And Cody. And me.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so shout out 96.
Anyway, Pokemon's having their 25th anniversary, I guess, this year. And
that's pretty cool.
They came out in 96.
Pokemon came out in 96?
If it's the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, if it's 25th anniversary, yeah. It came out in 96. Hey, come on, another GOAT in 96. Man, come on, now stop on that.
You can't fuck with 96, man. Come on, dog. Stop playing.
Yeah,
you were just a little late, Chuck. It's okay.
Yeah, I guess so. 97 babies, where anyway, you at?
Ugh. Ew. Continue.
Y'all ain't share Earth with Tupac. Get out of here.
So I guess McDonald's is doing some promo where they give out like Pokemon packs with their Happy Meals. And literally people are hoarding and like trying to collect all these cards that are with it. There's mm-hmm. like a rare Pikachu you can get out of this one pack.
Ain't nobody want no damn Pikachu. Pikachu's I guess, probably bro, my least favorite. I hate Pikachu.
They'll sell on eBay.
I guess
oh
so.
Yeah, for sure.
People are literally just going to McDonald's. They're literally ordering like 20 of the toys just I've so like seen, they can get.
Man,
like,
what a play by McDonald's. Yeah. Of course, they know that.
McDonald's has been they hit like they had the Travis Scott meal.
What mm-hmm. a play.
Of course,
what
they had the J Balvin meal hit. And now the Pokemon cards. I did see a TikTok. A dude was like, I called McDonald's to see if I can just buy the cards. And they said no. So he had a box, a big box full of Happy Meals.
Yeah. Like, it's like, insane how many people were like buying them. Like,
I mean, who cares if you waste the food?
Yeah.
You're there for the
cards. I bought that shit, though.
Yeah, you're there for the card. But, I mean, if the card goes up in value, they can make all that money back with one card.
Yeah,
I guess, but I don't know. Like they're just like really small. Like they're like the smaller cards. They're not even like good for like the actual game or anything. I guess it's just
rare. Do you know what Pokemon they are? Or?
They're like all the starters. It's like from like every generation, and then
from every generation.
Yeah, and then they got
there's a lot of cards.
Then they got one Pikachu card that's like in the set. That's I guess that's like the rarest one to get.
I mean, how much is a Happy Meal?
Like $5. I think.
Yeah, $3 to $5.
And there's, what, 8 or 9 generations of Pokemon?
Yeah, so, like, when you 8? Get one pack, it's got, like, 4 cards in it.
Oh, okay. I thought every Happy Meal had 1 card.
Oh, no, that would suck.
And I was about to say,
you spend a good penny.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's almost like they're paying all that for just
almost
one pack.
$100 for a couple.
Like, people have been buying them out so much that, like, certain McDonald's put a restriction, like, on how many of those toys you can get.
In the time of COVID.
Yeah.
And we worried about buying Happy Meals. For Pokemon cards.
Hey, they trying to enjoy themselves.
Hey, you guys can only have five toys per purchase, okay? No, sorry.
I feel like that'd be too much.
They let them do that, I think.
If I was McDonald's, I had to limit it to one.
One?
Yeah, one Happy Meal per customer.
I feel like that would suck if you did it like that. But, oh well. I mean, I think that's crazy. Like you said, that's a power move by them. Like, all those meals that are just selling to the people now, and people just eating them up. Well, at least all the like
literally
people that are literally eating them up.
Now, do y'all think this is separate from the Happy Meals or whatever? Do y'all think McDonald's will ever go like bankrupt? Out of business?
Hell no.
Mm-mm.
Never.
No.
That's
crazy. It'll be around for a long time unless like they get in like a bad lawsuit or something and just go under.
Yeah, McDonald's was revolutionary.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if y'all need some more info, watch the movie The Founder.
Watch The Founder, on Netflix.
That shit's crazy.
Have you seen that?
No, is it a good movie?
Yeah, it's about how it's a true story about how McDonald's came to be. So definitely check that out.
A true Debo movie.
Yeah,
I wish I was Mr. Hessler back in high school. You know, he told me that he had a chance to invest in McDonald's like way back in the day, but he said not. He was like, nah. I don't
what
think
a
it's
fool.
Gonna be anything big. Yeah,
what a
I know.
Fool. Fast food.
Yeah.
If I would have seen I can't. I'm capping. I don't know if I would have done that. Yeah.
You'll never know.
Yeah. I tell myself now, if I would have seen how it was, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's
not a time machine.
That's going to pop money. So.
Just like I would have gone back like a few weeks ago and invested in GameStop.
Yeah.
Facts, bro. Literally on my birthday, if we did that shit,
we got some money.
Oh, man.
No, but we at Topgolf.
Yeah. Yeah. It is what it is.
No, that day of the GameStop thing, though, I think we were recording that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it all, you know, I was looking back, like, every Wednesday that we've recorded, like, at least, like, last month, there was, like, something, like, historical that happened.
Really?
Yeah, like, the,
we are the reason.
The invasion of the Capitol, Biden's inauguration, there was, like, something else. I don't know. I remember seeing like a post, and there's like pictures of each thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the GameStop thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was one of them, and then something else. But like,
but we hadn't recorded. This is the third episode of the year. Oh, this is the second episode of the year.
Something like that. Yeah.
So we haven't recorded since the second week of January. I think it was right after Biden's inauguration.
Mm.
So we missed a couple, but
that is true. But like, if we did, there would have been some historical for every time we recorded.
You're starting off with a bang. It's weird to say that we have a new president for me still. I feel like it's just Trump forever.
But it is a song.
That's like,
you're like cutting people's ears with that sentence.
Trump forever.
Trump forever. Fuck.
Bro, I was riding down. I forgot. It was on Grissom or something. I seen the Trump 2024 flag. I said, Lord.
They're going to be back in 2024 for sure.
It's been like not even a month.
I saw
not
someone
my president.
I saw someone had a Trump 2020 flag and it said the sequel. And then right when Biden got elected, someone posted it on Snap like, "Oh, what a sequel!" Like,
I be seeing the stickers and stuff. I'm like, "You need to take that off, big dog."
Nah,
I don't know. Scoreboard. Scoreboard. Biden won. Else. So you got to put something else on there. I mean, at least put 2024 on there.
Yeah. But
you still got 2020 stickers.
Those gotta go.
Get that out of here. But that's shit.
Funny. Oh, you sleepy over there?
Man, I'm a little tired.
Bro, I feel you. I'm tired as hell.
I'm a little tired.
I'm over here yawning too, man.
Hey, yawns are contagious.
It's contagious, bro.
Contagious. I'm telling you, bro.
It's contagious.
Can we talk about Lil Uzi Vert for a second, though? Like, what's up with that gem in his head?
Go ahead. Is that real?
I heard it. Or, it's a $24 million diamond.
Implanted in his head?
Yep. And supposedly if it, like, gets tugged or taken out the wrong way, he can die.
What the hell?
Yeah.
This man got the Iron Man thing on
his
head.
He really want to be Vision. See, I thought it was just, like a stick-on, like, just, like a...
No, supposedly it's real. Like, there's, he posted a picture,
weird.
Like, with a gem in his head, and there's, like, a little stream of blood coming down.
That is
like,
fucking
I think
weird,
he, like,
dude.
Did something with his shirt. Like, imagine, like...
I don't believe that, though.
I don't know.
I don't believe that, like, if it moves slightly, he'll die.
No, if you take it out... Right.
Yeah, I think he said if he takes it out wrong, or if someone went to like really like take it out of his head, like if someone Thanos'd his ass, like
yeah, I've seen the memes on Twitter that they have Thanos picking out his beady ass head, mm-hmm. getting the gem. That's weird. Why would you do that?
I don't know, man. That a lot of people are saying because he did that. Now he's gonna be in the. It's almost solidifying him to be in the 27 club.
27 club.
You don't know what that is.
No.
What's that?
Educate me some more.
Yeah.
You don't know? Oh, you never heard of that? It's supposedly it's...
Breaking
news. No, the 27 Club supposedly is like about like celebrities. Like if they're like really big, like I guess like if they're really famous and like they're into like kind of like this crazy lifestyles, they usually like die off at 27. And like if you look at the list, there's like a lot of big name celebrities that died at 27 and like they... It's kind of like some made-up thing, like people have made up, but it's the 27 Club.
Another conspiracy.
The countdown starts for Uzi. No, yeah. That's stupid to me, but I mean, you got all that money.
Yeah, man.
Whatever.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
So just put a gem in your head.
So let me give
honestly,
you a gem.
Let me just put a pink diamond in my head.
Because everybody know it ain't tricking if you got
makes
it.
Makes no sense, though. Would you do that?
No, hell no.
Would you do that?
No.
I get creeped out when, like, you see, like, girls, like, when they get, like, dermals, like, in their hips or, like, I know this one girl that's got one, like, on her wrist.
That makes no sense to me.
And like one time she didn't care. She like let me like hold her arm and I just was like picking at it. She's like, you can't take it out. I'm like, this is fucking weird.
Who said,
like,
who said I can't? Yolk.
Like I feel like if I had that in my arm or something and I walk by something like
it gets caught?
Like in the door or something, I would flip out. Like game that would probably over. Like okay, like hurt like a motherfucker.
Do you have any piercing, Shark?
No. What? No. Do I look like a person that had piercing?
I don't might. Know. I don't judge a book by its cover.
I'm just saying.
Cody, you have some. You have your ears, right?
I have two.
Yeah. I don't have any. My ears are too small for that shit.
That's cap.
They are.
Babies have earrings though.
I don't look good with. I had the fake ones.
You know, so just like, say you don't look good in them.
They don't look. I don't look good with piercings because my ears are so small.
But babies have piercings.
And they also have tiny ass diamonds.
So get a tiny ass diamond.
That's gonna look stupid then. Oh. piercings are just not for me.
Okay.
So, some people told me I should get a nose piercing. No.
Yo, somebody told me that yesterday.
With my big ass nose.
She asked me. She said, she thought I had one like already right here.
That's probably just a pimple.
Damn. What do y'all think?
If you like that sometimes.
What do y'all think about guys like having like nose piercings like that though now, or like that now? That's what I'm
saying. I mean, you get a piercing wherever you want to get a piercing. I don't really. Doesn't really affect me, so.
I don't know. Like, I think it's just so weird seeing, like, I see, like, celebrities now, like, dude celebrities. They'll be having, like, a little, like, diamond piece in their nose.
Yeah.
Or they'll do, like, that straight, like, just.
The hoop?
The hoop, or even, like, the, what is that?
Yeah, I mean, all that, that's.
I don't know.
That's cool with me. I mean.
I think it's a weird trend. Like, I don't know why, like, straight men are trying to do it.
I'm going to bring the hoop earring back.
Yeah, do it. We told you to do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring it back.
So told you like last year or something.
With the baldy.
You're gonna be Jordan.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll do the photo shoot.
We gotta do the photo shoot.
All right, cool.
I got a photo shoot done 2 days ago.
Did you?
I ain't even tell nobody because I just had a haircut.
It was a one person type deal.
Impromptu.
Yeah.
Cap.
All right.
Turtleneck and chain shoot.
Stephanie Jones. You know, oh. Y'all know Stephanie Jones.
Yeah.
Tall Stephanie. From Pixel.
She took your pictures?
Yeah, she needed to take pictures for an assignment. And I was like,
say less.
Shit, I'm down for some pictures.
Oh, that's why you got the cut?
Yeah. Because I was going to do it. And Michaela was like, you can't go looking like that. You're like a tennis ball. I was like, yeah, she let me know when I'm looking rough.
You go to Extreme for that cut?
No, I went to Tight Cuts.
I'm disappointed.
Hey. Eric is the best barber I've ever had, so.
Keep going, I guess.
I can't stop.
And we can't.
But yes, I haven't seen the pictures yet, but it was cool. It's like studio pictures.
Word.
With the lighting and all that. I mean, you can hit her up and show us. We'll take pictures of you. It's free.
Well, free. I just wanted to go with Click Productions here. So.
I mean, I don't have the studio lighting and stuff, so.
Trying to get business.
I'll take pictures whenever, but I haven't. I've been off the ball so bad. I haven't even opened my camera backpack in months.
Gotta
get back into it. So.
Back into the hobby.
Yeah.
Got back into the hobby.
Shit, we got time for this last subject or?
It don't matter to me.
Yeah, we might
spit
as well
it then.
We might as well do it because we want to do it next week.
Spit it. What it is?
That awkwardness of either a girlfriend boyfriend breakup or a husband and wife. Divorce where like y'all are cool with either the boyfriend or the girlfriend, mainly the boyfriend, and then
wait, this is not us, this is outs, this is like I'm here and then there's A and B who are together and they split up.
Yeah, and you're
okay,
your siblings with A and B breaks up.
Oh.
Yeah, but you're cool with B.
So like what's the
The awkwardness, like, do y'all still talk? Would you still talk to dude, or, like?
It depends, to start off. Depends on how they broke up. Did he cheat on her? Did he beat her?
I don't know.
Or vice versa? Like, what, Chuck, if you're homie, or you have a friend that's a girl, she has a boyfriend, he cheats on her, but you were really cool with him, would you still, like, fuck with him? Pause, but you know what I mean.
I don't know, like that. I guess, like I feel like I definitely lose respect in them for that. Like I don't, It really depends. Like, if I'm, like, cordial, then, like, nah, I'm not really talking to him anymore. If it's, like, a homie, like, you guys.
Yeah, like, y'all got really close. And then he cheated on her.
This is more so impactful for, like, husbands and wives, which is what I was saying.
Okay, yeah. We can go with that, too.
I was more so talking about,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, let's get a hypothetical situation here.
Yeah.
You have a husband and wife. You're close to the husband. And your family to the wife.
Okay.
And you're really close with the husband, and they're getting a divorce. Would that be weird? Like, would you still talk to the husband?
Say, so, hey, like, every time, like, every little get-together, y'all be cool.
Yep.
Y'all be chopping up, blah, blah, blah. Boom, now it's a divorce. Like, what's the energy like with the husband now?
I mean, like, if the wife is family, then, like, I'm probably not going to, like, see that dude. Like, I'm not going to go on my way to see that, I guess, that guy, that case. Like, I'm, like I said, like, I'd probably lose respect in him.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if he's, like, just around, if he's around because of her, then I'm probably not going to, like, see her, really, then.
No, this is, like, the situation is, like, you're super close to this guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's family. Mm. And then it happens. But I can use my parents as an example. My mom and my dad are divorced. They got divorced long ass time ago. But my family loves my dad to death. Like, my grandma calls him her son still. Like,
how is that relationship then?
Between who?
Your
my parents?
Yeah, no, your family and your dad. Like, your mom's side of the family and your dad.
It's great.
Oh.
My mom's side of the family loves my dad. It's great. And that's like a perfect example of, like, the best possible outcome. Because
yeah.
It's like they never even got divorced.
You think it would be the same if they never had Joe?
Yeah.
Or even, like, one less kid or two?
Yeah. So,
because every time they see exist, y'all, they're just going to think of, well, especially you, they're definitely going to think of.
Cause he is my Andre. Twin. Yeah. Mm. But, oh, that was weird.
What?
You saying Andre? That was weird. I never call my dad by his first name, so. But I think it would still be the same, because my dad is, like, he's, like, a type of person that, like, just, like, it's easy for you to like him, you know?
Very likable guy.
Yeah, there you go, Chuck.
You met.
Yeah, I met the great one named Andre.
Yeah. Jeez, that's weird. Every time I hear it, it's weird. I'm like, you mean dad? But if they didn't have us, it might have been different. I'm not sure. Because, I mean, kids change everything, really.
Yeah.
But, because it'll probably be easier to let go of the relationship if there's no kids attached. But you have all these kids who are your grandkids, your nieces, your nephew. So it's like, your dad's affiliated with you off rip. And he has a bunch of history in my family. So in my case, it would be hard for them to just separate from him.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, my mom's dad told my mom that she was going to have a bunch of monkeys as kids.
Ah.
Because she was with a black man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Even though my dad's not black, but to the general public, he's
please
black.
Please stop, Dad.
So.
That's crazy.
Please stop what?
He's black.
No, he's not African-American.
That doesn't mean you're not black.
That's what I'm saying. To the general public, he's black. Mm-hmm. But if you want to get into details,
nobody's gonna look at him and say, oh yeah, he's from
the no islands. One's gonna yeah. No one's gonna, yeah, that's what I'm saying. In general, he's black,
so, like, he's black.
People that yes
yes
but people that know that he's not.
Oh my God.
does that not make sense to you?
No, it doesn't.
Why not?
Black is a color.
That's what
I'm saying. He's not African-American, because, like, everyone who they see you, they assume you're African-American. They see me, they assume African-American.
Yes.
Is that wrong?
Yeah,
we're
that's
black.
What I'm saying. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
But, like, my dad is not African-American is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we are.
We know that. They're not calling him African-American. They're calling him black.
Y'all know that.
Yeah.
The regular person is going to look at him and say, he's not, he's black.
If you just got him to stand, like, right here in front of, like, 100 mm-hmm. people, mm-hmm. and you just tell him, what does he look like?
He's black.
Say black. Yeah.
So don't say he's not black.
I get that. But, I mean, if we're talking about colors, then yeah.
He's black.
But, I mean, if we're talking, like, race.
Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand,
like, if
he's
you
not
got,
black.
If you put my dad and you put him right there and you ask someone,
I ain't no black.
You're going to ask, what race is he?
ain't no black. I Dominican.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. But you're gonna ask a person, what race is this man? They're gonna assume African American 9 times out of 10.
That's like the same thing if you put like 100 white people together and like told them like which race are you? I'm like, oh, I'm Irish. No, I'm Italian. Like,
see, that's what.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
So that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, if you're being more blunt, it's like, all right, you're white.
Yeah.
Like,
so.
No, I just hate when people say that. I know black, man. I know black. I Dominican, man.
Yeah, so. I mean, I put Hispanic or Latino when I have to fill out my race anyways.
You do?
Yeah. Because it doesn't say black. It says African American on the
paper. Well, no, I think the ethnicity part is where the Latino part comes in.
So. What the hell?
I was trying to hear if there's any water left.
But what were we talking about? Oh yeah, so that's the best example I have of that situation.
I feel like that just still varies. Like, I don't know. It really depends on like how that situation ends too.
Like if he's beating on her, then that's a different story.
Yeah, like if it's like worse situation, like now, I wouldn't be fucking.
What
with
if
that
it
guy.
Was like your family member's like kind of fault? Are you still fucking him?
If it was my family member's fault,
yeah,
that he cheated.
No, like
they're getting a divorce.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know how that person is and you can kind of see like, oh yeah, I could see why dude left or.
Yeah, I could be like, yeah, my family was crazy. Like,
I'd keep it a buck with them. So.
Okay.
Shit, that's cool. What we got, man.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of tired. No cap.
Whatever.
I need a nap.
Get on the network when you get home.
You're asking a lot, honestly.
That really is asking a lot, because nobody ever wants to.
Well, that... Okay. Well, I'm there, so...
I did get... Were you talking to Alex in there?
In where?
When you were playing the game?
No, I was talking to Michaela on FaceTime.
Oh.
She was frustrating me, because I'm trying to win the damn fight. I'm like, what?
Hold on, I'm stop talking to me,
woman. Stop talking to me, woman.
Yeah,
I'll fight.
I was like, hold on. Like, god dang.
I'm in the zone right now.
Yeah. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm fucking with a fucking fight.
I'm trying to get off the ground. He's beat my ass. I have no ground
bro.
Game.
Oh, my God. I have no ground game, bro. I was getting bodied. But anyways, let's get into the melting pot. Don't have a drop.
I go first.
Go ahead, Cody.
Charles P. Shouts out to Charles P for his new...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
New occupation.
You got an announcement, Chuck?
I mean, we can wait.
Okay. All right.
Keep it a buck.
No spoilers.
New occupation.
New occupation. Congrats, Chuck.
He said, I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah. Entrepreneur.
You know what we got to do out here?
Gentlemen, either one.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Okay.
I'll shout out my cousin Sophia. She's coming to town tomorrow, so going to get to chill with her for a little bit.
He follows the show?
I don't know. I'll have to make sure she does.
Yeah, make that happen.
That's gonna increase the views in our Tampa area.
We need that demographic.
Yep. Yeah. Especially now with Super Bowl season.
Yeah. Come on. They champions now. Mm-hmm. So
all the COVID shit.
All that shit. It was a COVID party in the parade. Holy cow.
Yeah. Maybe.
COVID was in there.
Going ham.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, throw that thing.
Thanks for bringing all these people here.
He said, like, "Ooh, this is great. We hit a lick, boys." And the COVID monsters ran off. I'm going to shout out my grandma on my dad's side.
Nice.
Shout out, Grandma Pollard.
We were had a Zoom call the other day, and she asked me where her great-grandchildren were.
And I'm asking that, too.
I said, whoa.
Where are my nieces and nephews?
Oh, God.
Adria, I know you hear me.
They'll be here at some point. They'll be here at some point. But, yeah, she asked where her great-grandchildren were. And my dad was like, no.
Why'd you think I was late?
So, shout out to Nanny, a.k.a. Sylvia Pollard. Shout out to Adria poking the head out, too.
Hi.
Where are my nieces and nephews?
In time. But, anyways, that'll do it.
Wait, real quick.
Huh?
So, there's a Sylvia on both sides?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sylvia Pollard, Sylvia Vega.
That must be a back then kind of name.
Ooh.
So that's why they argued for when her middle name was Sylvia, they argued on which grandma I was after.
Both of them.
They didn't argue.
Both of them. That's how you
anyways,
say
it. Anyways, that's it. That's episode 45 in the books.
Glad you can make it.
We appreciate you listening. Had a miss last week because we had some personal issues to take care of, but it's all good. We're here this week.
We're good now. We're good now.
Thanks for the God, dog. That's hot.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. We're trying to plan like specific topics for whole episodes so you have something to really bite into instead of bouncing from one topic to another. Some people like that. Some people like when we talk about just one thing. So if you have any suggestions or anything like that, hit us up on our social medias. Go to the top of the episode to find out what those are.
Did y'all see that tweet I tagged on? I tagged the pod in?
I did not.
No?
No.
I don't run that.
Y'all check that out.
Yeah. Check that out, Chuck. You run the Twitter, so.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We will see you next week. President's Day is Monday, so.
Oh, it's Valentine's
Day. Oh, Valentine's Day.
We forgot about Valentine's Day. Wow. Fuck.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to y'all then.
Yeah.
Y'all getting laid?
I have no comment on that.
Yeah, laid on the couch.
Ah, I like that, but I.
Y'all getting laid?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Nasty.
We'll do that next week.
Anyway, enjoy Valentine's Day if you have a Valentine. If not, we love you. Here at Mother Chocolate, so we can be your Valentine.
It's all love, bro.
In your ears. And we caress your ears and are all in there and give you the blessed sound
sure
of our voices.
Your significant other some melted chocolate.
Ooh, there you go, Chuck.
Bro, we fumbled that whole bag.
Yeah, we did. God dang, man. It's Sunday, too. I mean, it's all good, man. Y'all enjoy Valentine's Day. Stay safe out there. Don't get silly. Wrap your willy for sure.
Nah, fuck that.
Unless you're trying to have kids, and that's completely up to you.
Nah, fuck that. Let that shit go.
Whoa. Cody says shoot up the club.
Shoot the club up.
And if you're not here for a long time or fun time, skeet them and delete them.
That's it.
Do what you got to do. Hey, you do what you want.
We're joking.
With your Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we're joking.
Somewhat.
Sometimes.
All right. Thanks for listening. Capping. We're going to start talking out. So,
yeah, y'all see you. Y'all be good, man. Y'all be good.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm leaving.